Today on Gardening in a Minute, Columbine. Columbine is a beautiful wildflower that can be found growing in nearly every state, though the exact species will vary. Each spring, columbine produces delicate, nodding flowers that look almost like a pointed crown. The flowers can be blue, purple, pink, white, or red. Here in Florida, our native red columbine grows naturally in just three counties in the panhandle, mainly in rocky woodland areas. If you live in North Florida, why not try growing this lovely plant in your own garden? It's easy to start the native red variety from seed, and it will reward you later by attracting hummingbirds. Or purchase one of the improved hybrids available at garden centers. These are often showier than the native variety and can spice up a spring container garden. For more information about columbine and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cold protection myths. Gardeners use many methods to protect plants from cold, but some of those methods aren't practical and could be hazardous. Running irrigation works on farms, but it's difficult to do properly at home. Irrigation must run from before temperatures reach freezing to several hours after temperatures rise above freezing. This wastes water, and heavy ice can damage plants. Heaters can be dangerous and may do more harm than good. Covering plants is simple and effective. Just use a fabric cover that reaches all the way to the ground and anchor it. Remove covers as soon as temperatures rise. Cover dormant perennials with mulch. Just make sure you mark them so you can find them in the spring. Remember, one of the best ways to prevent freeze damage is to select plants for your zone. For more information about cold protection and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bridges. Bridges allow you to cross a body of water, but they can also be an artful part of a garden's design. Garden bridges have traditionally symbolized a journey and add a sense of mystery and anticipation for what lies beyond. Bridges can be used in any garden and are often found in Asian-themed gardens. They can provide a spot to view the landscape or to meditate on the water below. Many garden bridges are constructed of wood, metal, or concrete, though some are simply a large slab of stone. If you don't have a natural pond or stream, consider creating one. Another option is to install a dry creek bed to give the illusion of a stream. Why not add a bridge to your landscape today? For more information about bridges and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Burmese pythons. Burmese pythons have been commonly sold as pets, despite the fact that they can grow up to 20 feet and weigh 200 pounds. However, it's no longer legal to buy them as pets in Florida. Unable to handle them or find new homes for them, some owners have illegally released these giant snakes into the wild. Active breeding populations are now found in several areas of South Florida. They're known to feed on more than 30 species of native wildlife, including several endangered or threatened species. Their prey includes large animals like white-tailed deer, American alligators, and bobcats, and the snakes can even pose a threat to humans. You can help by learning how to identify pythons and other invasive reptiles and report any that you see. For more information about invasive species and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting citrus from cold. Citrus can be grown nearly statewide, but most types require protection when cold weather rolls in. A good way to protect your tree is by trapping ground heat. Cover the entire tree with a fabric cover and consider using an electric light bulb for additional heat. If your tree is too large to completely cover, wrap the trunk with several layers of cloth. Either way, be sure the covering reaches all the way to the ground and is secured, and remove it when temperatures rise above freezing. Newly pruned trees are more susceptible to cold damage, so postpone pruning until spring. In North Florida, choose cold-hardy citrus varieties or keep the plants in containers that can be moved to a protected area. With care, your trees can make it through cold weather. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.